This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. And all the way from California, Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Van. How's the signal coming in over there?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You got the string really tight. Perfect. Just perfect.
Yeah. Well, let's trucker drove through the string once, and we had to tie it, and it was a mess. Anyway, glad to be here, but hey, how's the farm campground going?
Oh, Bert, we're all excited. They're really excited. We've got campers called this morning, and they're all excited about coming here. They want the eggs, the firewood, the beef. They're excited about spending 4 days here. So this is we have a Memorial Day special. We decided that in honor of Memorial Day, we'll drop the price to zero for camping here. And it's our way of saying thank you to those who have sacrificed so much, everything, given up their lives in war, America's wars. And so I tried to drop the price to zero. I can't do it. I could get it down to $5 because $5 is the threshold for insurance. So I was on the phone with Hip Camp last night, and they said, now $5 is as low as you can go. So we took it to $5. And when the campers show up, we're just going to give them their $5 back. That way they're covered by the Hip Camp insurance. But here's what it says about natural farms on the Internet. Your camping experience at natural farms could be one of your life's 10 most memorable events. We're so confident that you will be delighted with your camping experience that we back it with a money-back guarantee if you leave by before noon of the first day. Situated on 241 acres, Natural Farms is unique in the world of camping. Serenity, tranquility, fun, and educationally focused. Almost a million square feet are dedicated to camping, a private campground on an all-natural cattle farm. Settled 6 years before the Civil War, the farm has remained natural. No pesticides, insecticides, nor commercial fertilizer. This is a closed herd farm where all the cattle are born and raised on this farm. Each campsite is in a pasture along a wooded creek, approximately 100 feet wide, with its own fire pit. Hiking trails, fish feeding ponds, children's playhouse with swings and slide, tire runs, and horseshoes for the adults are included. Guests may enjoy the scavenger hunt list and take home a rock of their choice, up to softball size, to remember their visits. Guests may purchase Natural Farms USDA inspected beef patties, steaks, beef steaks, and beef jerky, and grill over the wood fire at your campsite. Free grill grates are available for your use. Free tree limb pickup wood is available, or buckets of clean dry oak is available for purchase. Our pasture raised and free range chickens lay the finest brown and blue eggs for our guests. Have you eaten a blue egg? Nature is in its full glory and always on display at the farm. The sounds of nature are soft and omnipresent. And just in case, Natural Farms has a full-service automotive repair and tire shop. We can service your vehicle while you camp. Jump starts are free. So that's what it has to say about us, Burton. And if anyone wants to find out more about us, Natural Farms Camping, just go to a search engine, Natural Farms Camping, and you'll see it.
Now, Vince, the farms out in the country, if you arrived at the campground by horseback, do you have a place to tend to the horses, to,
sure,
keep them fed and groomed?
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay. And the promotion.
And there are, Bert, I know you said that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but there are horses that are, go up and down our road.
Yeah.
They do. There are people that sit in these buggies, and the horses draw the buggies. And yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just want to make sure that they're taken care of. And the promotion that you're running now, is this just for veterans and their families,
no,
or is this for anybody?
No. Hip Camp allows us to have promotions for veterans and seniors and, you know, any kind of Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, any kind of group we would like. We just offered it to our class and, USA Prepares. And anyone who happens to find us on the Internet, no special groups. Anybody can take advantage of it. Now, it's free, but you have to book it at $5, and we'll give you the $5 back, and that just covers insurance. And that's for today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Then it goes to its regular price of $26 minus a 10% discount.
Okay. And if you choose to avail yourself of some of the what sounds delicious farm food, that is there's a cost, nominal cost for that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a very low cost. It's below market for this grade of eggs and beef.
Yeah.
Below market cost.
Sounds pretty enticing, Vince. Hey, Vince, we talked last week. We have some breaking news on a topic that we discussed. Remember that we had a very lively discussion. In fact, lots of people were frankly outraged that Ford was banning AM radios. Well, Vince, we have some breaking news that's just come in to the USA Prepares newsroom. Breaking news, Ford has reversed direction and is now said for 2024 vehicles, they'll all be equipped with AM radios, and that's for both EVs and non-EVs. Doesn't matter. Every Ford vehicle will come with an AM radio for 2024. So that's a complete reverse direction by the CEO of Ford. And the quote I have that Ford has put out from their CEO, Jim Farley, says, quote, "After speaking with policy leaders about the importance of the AM broadcast band as part of the emergency alert system, we have decided to include it on all 2024 Ford and Lincoln vehicles. For any owners of Ford EVs without AM broadcast capability, we will be offering a software update. Customers can currently listen to AM radio in a variety of ways in our vehicles, including streaming. We will continue to innovate, deliver better in-vehicle entertainment and emergency notification in the future. Thanks to our product development and manufacturing teams for their quick response to make this change for our customers." End quote.
So, very interesting. And those were exactly the points that we made, that this is a national defense, national security transmission method. And it's been around since for probably 80 years that this AM 640 and I believe it's 640 and 1240 AM frequencies are used for alerts. And isn't it interesting, Bert? Isn't it interesting in what you said, I believe what you said, was that if you have one of these vehicles and it doesn't have AM, a software update can be applied. That means, class, that means that you already had capability in your system, in the hardware, to deliver AM radio. However, in software, they said they deleted your ability to select AM. It was there, because if they can do an update and put it back, it was already there.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's what it sounds like, because normally if you didn't have an AM radio, you got to, you know, there's a basic radio design. You have to have a tuner in there that will pick up from 500 kilohertz to approximately 1.9 megahertz, so that's the band. So you can't, you know, if you just take an FM radio, and I don't care how much software you put in, if you don't have the hardware to tune to those frequencies, it's just not, there's no software that can make that work without some basic capability to have that, you know, fairly low frequency tuner operate there, and not to mention also the antenna. So I'm wondering, though, when they do that software update, how much noise there's going to be, because the whole point of leaving AM out was they were getting noise and interference from the EV engine and also from the cables, you know, just basically RF emissions that weren't adequately shielded and kept from coming out. So I'm wondering, even if you get the software update, if you do have an EV, how much noise might come in. Now, I'm guessing on the new models, they're going to put in additional shielding. So it probably at some point won't be a problem once they figure out how to adequately shield it. But if you already have one that doesn't have the AM radio and they put in software so you can start tuning, I'm just guessing for class that, you know, you might have to put up with some noise until, you know, and I'm not sure how well you can filter that in software, because it's really noise that just comes right in on top of the signal. There's not much you can do about that. So kind of interesting, but, yep, Ford heard us. And CEO said we're changing, we're reversing direction. And so that just came out. And I guess it's good news because, well, Vince, people attend class for USA Prepares on AM radio.
That's right. That's right.
Students.
Some of our affiliates are AM radio, AM 1340 at 1,000 Waters, that we talked about across the country. In many of the counties across the United States of America, AM 1340, the frequency 1340, is designed to be local, local, local. It's the local school news. It's the local business news. It's the local weather. It's the local obituaries. It's the local swapper trading post radio, where people call and say, you know, I've got some tires and I don't need them anymore, and I've got them on the wheels and they were extra, so, you know, for $50 you can have all four of them. Call this number. I mean, that's the kind of radio that AM 1340 is. You don't find that on FM. You don't. So this was a big mistake, huge corporate mistake. Obviously, the CEO and other people are not paying attention to what's happening, and this is backlash. This is backlash, and it's you know, Bert, it had to be in, they had to have the antenna. They had to have some shielding. They had to have the hardware in the radios, the tuning circuitry. And it's just, and to turn it on with a software update is just like BMW. BMW, about a year ago, started selling subscriptions for their seats in their BMW automobiles. So they had heated seats. Now, if you wanted them to be enabled, you paid $18 a month. $18 a month so that you could use what was already in your seat, the heater in your seat. That's the kind of software programming that lets a remote signal turn on that device that you already paid for. So it's not like they're going to come and, through software, download into your seats the heating elements and the computer controls and the thermostat. It's already there. It's just that you can't use it because you didn't pay the $18 to turn it on. So Ford did the same thing. Through software, they're going to turn on what you already paid for.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, California. Bert, just a quick personal question. So back in the 70s, early 70s, you had a stereo receiver, and it was made in Japan. It was either Pioneer or Technics, right? Do you still have that?
No, I do have some old equipment, but I don't have any of the only tuner I still have is the one that I built myself. I don't have any of those receivers from back then. I do have a couple of cassette decks that I saved because they've gone out of production, so they're worthwhile saving, but no Pioneer or Technics tuners or receivers. Okay.
The reason I asked is I've got one right here in the studio from the 70s, and it's a Technics by Panasonic. It's a model SA-80, and it's AM, FM, and I use it during the breaks, I will hit the on button, and it's connected to the network, and it will play the commercial announcements so I can race off and spend some time with the puppies, the dogs, you know, feed the chickens, bake bread, whatever I need to do, or do some research, and I can hear in the background what is going out over the air from Genesis Communications Network. And this thing works perfectly. We have two of them, one in the kitchen and for listening to music, and one in the studio. These are pretty old, Bert. I mean, we're talking from the 70s. We're talking 50 years old, and they still work perfectly.
Yeah, it's probably not synthesized. Back then, you used a variable capacitor, and your dial had a string that coupled to it. And typically, I was always changing stations on the tuner I had, and I'd wear that string out, and you'd have to figure out how to replace it with the proper, you know, wax string or whatever it was.
Yeah. Put some rosin on it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But now this one, this one works perfectly.
Yeah.
AM,
good.
FM, bass, treble, loudness, you know, speakers A, speakers B, on off switch, light, perfect. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And well, today, we don't expect products to last that long.
No, no. And sometimes, you know, if you do have something old like that, one technique to bring it up without blowing out circuits or blowing out electrolytics is use a variac and bring the voltage up gradually, and sometimes that'll help save some of the electrolytics from actually blowing up. Probably still worth replacing them, but especially in the power supply circuit, but that's just a little, if you have access to a variac, which is just, you know, it's variable transformer, so you can bring your AC voltage, you know, start at like 30 volts or something and dial it up till it gets to 110 or 120, and sometimes that's good if it's something you haven't plugged in for 10 or 20 years. Vince?
Yeah, I'm looking at Variac right now. Just very quickly, class. So Variac, V-A-R-I-A-C. It's a variable voltage transformer, and it will let you change the voltage from a lower voltage to a higher voltage. Just plug this device into an outlet, and it has a knob, and it has a meter, and it has a couple of receptacles on, and an on-off switch. And for about $60, 60 on eBay, you can get one of these things, like a 20-amp model. And or even if you want a smaller one, $40. So you might want to consider getting one of these, class. I don't have one, but I think I want to get one. And they're probably made in China. But I think it's a good way to go to save some of the older equipment, because you can't have anything fixed for $40. You can't get anything repaired for $40. So, Bert, start with a lower voltage, and then 30 volts, did you say, and then slowly increase the voltage over time, maybe a couple hours, is that what you're saying?
No, really not a couple hours, just a couple of minutes. And if you don't, what happens is that way you're not putting a big surge into the capacitors. They're sort of getting warmed up or accustomed to having a voltage across them. So it's it may help. I'm not guaranteeing that's going to help, but it's something that could help, because, you know, I have some older equipment. I'm afraid to plug it in because, you know, who knows what's going to blow up in it, and then you end up having more damage. You know, if the power supply goes out and you're accidentally putting the wrong voltage into all the other circuits, you could pretty much fry the whole thing that way. You don't want to do that.
Okay. All right, class, we're going to the bottom of the hour break. V-A-R-I-A-C, Variac. They're available on eBay right now. We're not promoting them to sell for eBay. We're just saying that this is a tool you might want to consider.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Members of the House Freedom Caucus urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to show her math on the estimate of America's debt default deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would consider pardons for January 6 defendants as well as former President Trump if he's elected president. In a radio interview, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively look at pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. German police have egg on their face after a member of the public was able to slip into a VIP convoy for Chancellor Olaf Scholz and then give him a big giant hug. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us in California. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, we've talked about the need to increase our energy grid. It's a problem, especially if we're going to have more electric vehicles being charged. But even aside from electric vehicles, we have an energy grid that's, you know, barely supplying the electricity that we need. And we're adding more things that are running electric, for instance, heat pumps that are going into a lot of new homes and even retrofitted into old homes. They work on electricity, so there's a need. And Vince, I want to give a shout out to a country that actually has done things correctly. So Finland, who a year or two ago was having shortages of electricity, well, Vince, as of this week in Finland, the wholesale price of electricity actually fell below zero. They have so much plentiful electricity in Finland right now that wholesale price fell below zero. Kind of reminds me when during the problems that we had in the beginning of COVID and there was a oil demand problem, we had actually wholesale oil prices fall below zero. You would pay people to take a barrel of oil that you were contracted to take. Well, something similar has, there's a market for electricity in most countries, and that's happened in Finland, and it's basically because they've planned things out well, in fact, almost too well. They have surging hydroelectric power. They have a brand new, very clean nuclear reactor that has just come online, and this nuclear reactor is going to supply 1,600 megawatts of power for at least the next 60 years. It's called the Olkiluoto 3 nuclear power plant. They have lots of hydroelectric power that they're harnessing. That's probably the cleanest, best source of electric power, Vince, is hydroelectric. And they also have an influx of solar and wind that have added to their power grid. So they actually, starting Wednesday, and I think probably continuing through this week, have a slightly negative wholesale price for electricity in many places in Finland. So shout out to a country that's done things right. And I don't know if that's ever going to happen here because we probably have too much red tape in terms of building things. You know, it reminds me of California wants to have EVs and have everybody charge their cars. And then last summer during a heat wave, the governor asked people to avoid charging their cars because we didn't have enough electricity on the power grid. So that was kind of funny when they're trying to get everybody to electrify and buy EVs. But Vince, in Finland this week, wholesale electricity price went below zero. So I don't think that's ever happened anywhere in the world before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually very concerned about it, because it's a great concept. The problem is that people will start using electricity frivolously because it's free. They can leave their lights on. They can avoid conserving. And what we really need to do, no matter what, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, and class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear in the media, read in the media, see in the media. Don't believe anything that we at USA Prepare say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But in my opinion, I think that's wonderful. However, we need to reduce. And Unfortunately, when there's a glut, people are, you know, when there's too much food, people waste food. Okay? When the price of gasoline is low, people idle their engines when they should shut them off. You know, when they're talking to somebody and they're just leaving their engine running, going to the supermarket, leaving your engine running. That's crazy. It's sinful in my world. And so I think, you know, Bert, when I was part of a parents group that helped make decisions for a public school system, there was a field trip with the students. And the principal in this meeting said, okay, so we're going to cover the cost for all the children to go on this field trip. And I said, no. Everybody pays something. 10% has to come from the students. And the reason for that is if everybody gets a free lunch, no one appreciates the lunch. So they have to have some investment in that lunch. So 10% was required for all students to go on this field trip. And I think that, you know, if we are actually paying people to take electricity, it's exactly the opposite of what I was saying. There needs to be some commitment and some appreciation by the people who are benefiting from whatever the event is.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Well, Vince, just to be clear, I don't think the retail price of electricity went below zero. That would be crazy because that would encourage everybody to start turning on their lights and doing things because they're going to get a check in the mail. So the retail price didn't go to zero. I assume it probably got lowered, but it's the wholesale price, so the price that, you know, your power company is buying it off the grid and then delivering it to the homes and businesses. So the power companies are buying it wholesale at a negative price, but I'm sure they're marking it up and your actual power bill was still a positive bill. But I'm sure they got a pay decrease in what they're pricing it at, and it, you're right, it does probably encourage waste. We'll follow the story and see how it plays out in Finland, but I think it's better to have enough electricity that there's not going to be any problems with the grid and for whatever you need to do than what we had in California. And also there was a problem in Texas recently on their power grid during a weather event that, especially now when we're pretty much electrifying everything, you don't want to see a situation where, for whatever reason, they haven't kept the grid up to where the demand is. So Finland solved it by, it was basically everything. And the key too was this surging hydroelectric. I guess they had a lot of rain, and they were harnessing that through the dams and the generators. And then, as I said, a new nuclear plant that opened up that's going to supply clean energy for at least 60 years, they say. So good for them. Who knows if we can model that in anywhere in the United States. We'll see. But Vince, it's interesting because people are moving toward EVs, but I think I sent you a link where, and we've talked about this before, Toyota has decided that they don't see EVs as the real solution for transportation. They actually see hydrogen. So Toyota has decided that the future for them is going to be hydrogen power, and they are currently selling a hydrogen car called the Mirai, and it's I actually test drove one, Vince. It's a great car, and it runs on hydrogen. You go to a gas station, and they some of them in here in California have a pump where you put a hydrogen filler into your car, and it takes about the same amount as putting gasoline or diesel into a car, and you fill it up with hydrogen. Now, the Toyota Mirai does not burn the hydrogen in a normal type of combustion engine. They actually use what's called a fuel cell, where the hydrogen is converted to power and electricity, and then it's actually electric motors that drive the wheels. So it's an electric car, but the battery is only used as a, for transit, sort of as a buffer between the fuel cell and the electric motors. So you don't need a huge battery like EVs have, which is heavy, it's costly. We use rare elements that are hard to find around the world. And as we discussed in other classes on USA Prepares, we don't even know how to recycle or dispose of all these massive batteries that are going into EVs. So hydrogen car doesn't have any of those problems, Vince, and Toyota may be onto something.
Yeah, class, I see the call screen is getting lit up. No calls today, please. Bert has more than a full syllabus for today. But thank you. Thank you so much for your interest in calling. Bert, what you're saying is kind of like what a diesel locomotive does. You know, the diesel locomotive doesn't have a clutch and a transmission. I'm talking about for trains. That diesel locomotive does not have a clutch and a transmission where the engineer sits there, presses the clutch, puts it in first gear, and eases up on the clutch and takes off. It can't do it. We don't know how to make a clutch that can handle that amount of torque. So what a diesel locomotive does is has a diesel engine and a generator and an electric motor. So the diesel engine creates electricity through the generator, and then electric motor powers the wheels. And what you're talking about is something similar to that with a hydrogen system generating electricity and powering the motor that drives the wheels.
That's correct. And I guess you could think of those diesel locomotives is one of the first hybrids that, you know, that we came about that probably inspired a lot of the hybrid automobiles that, you know, for instance, Toyota Prius, where you're burning gasoline, but it's basically a generator that then powers electric motors on the wheels. And in many cases on the hybrids, though, they also can couple some of the gas engine torque to the wheels as well. So typically when I know I have a hybrid Ford Fusion, when you step on the gas, you're actually getting power both from the gas engine and from the electric motor. So, in the Toyota Mirai, all the hydrogen's converted to electricity and then, fairly small battery and then, electric motor that drives the wheels. So,
And where does the hydrogen, and where do you tank up?
So they have gas stations that are putting hydrogen tanks in. And the other thing Toyota does, and I'm sure this is costing them, but as an incentive, they give you a credit card. And basically for as long as you own or lease the Toyota Mirai, they give you this credit card that's free hydrogen. So, you know, we're not getting paid to promote this for Toyota. I just think it's a very interesting technology. And, of course, Vince, when you burn hydrogen, there's almost no pollution. I mean, it's basically do the chemistry, and hydrogen, when it burns or combusts or even is used in a fuel cell, basically the only thing that comes out is water. That's just the way it works. So hydrogen's a really great fuel, and you know, it might be that you know, in 30 or 40 years, rather than EVs that everybody thinks will be populating the planet, it very well could be hydrogen. I think the challenge at this point is not the vehicles, because they perfected it. The challenge is making hydrogen cheap and plentiful enough. The factories to refineries to make the hydrogen.
Yeah. Bert, when I got my first vehicle, it was a 1954 Willys CJ3B Jeep. And I didn't believe that I needed to put gasoline in the tank. I thought maybe I could just combust what was in the atmosphere. So I ran the tank empty. And you know what? It didn't work. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Time really flies here at USA Prepares. No kidding, class. Goes so quickly. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, looking at a report by a independent reporter, Hallie Zaremba, works out of Mexico City. She writes for various publications, including oilprice.com, which I follow. And basically what she says is that while we're building all these new sources of energy, you know, wind, solar, the problem is we're going to need 47,000 gigawatt miles of new power lines by 2035, which is the 60% expansion of our current grid. And her point of her report here is that we're not on track to do that. So while we're putting in all these new solar plants and wind farms, we don't have the grid to actually transport this energy. And so she's basically saying we need a 60% expansion of the existing grid. And the problem is she gives examples that typical projects take 3 to 4 years, but she cites one problem. It's called the Transwest Express, which was a power connection. It took 18 years to get approved. It's finally been approved, but they think it's going to take 5 years to build it out, called the Transwest Express. And the point is that we can build all the solar farms and wind farms that we want, but if we don't have the actual transmission grid to get it from where it's being created to where it's needed, we got a problem. And people are not addressing it, and it's partly because of the time it takes for red tape and regulations and approval, and also just the fact that there's literally nobody planning to build these additions to the grid. So, you know, for whatever reason, nobody, you know, maybe we need an energy czar or somebody that can streamline the permitting. So basically the point is, and I can quote here, while there's efforts underway to decarbonize the nation's energy mix, it's going to be squandered, because even though it's great that wind and solar capacity are being added at record-breaking rate, but it's all a waste if, once completed, there's no permit allowing them to plug into the grid, or if there's no grid at all, unquote. So interesting, Vince, that you know, it may turn out that the problem with all the EVs is that we can't get the power over the grid to charge them. All the cars that everybody's expecting to have by, you know, 2030 or 2035, we may not be able to supply the energy to charge those cars. And apparently it's just not being thought through enough. And there's, given the time it takes to build the transmission lines, it's likely going to fall short.
Bert, let me add some more problems to this. You know, Captain John Reagan is a senior USA Preparedness instructor, just as you were. And over the years, he said, we're running out of sand. S-A-N-D. And we are. We're running out of sand. Sand used to make cement. Or, I'm sorry, to make concrete. So you take cement and sand and some gravel, and you mix it all together, and you have concrete. Well, we're running out of sand. That's a big problem. George in New Hampshire, another brilliant instructor, called in this week. And he said to our class, the reason that we didn't build another telephone network like the one that was built starting with Alexander Graham Bell's company, Bell Telephone, the reason we didn't build another one is because we don't have enough copper. So what you're talking about is expanding the grid, which uses copper overhead wire. So when we talk about the timetable and who's going to run it and the approvals, and that's all big part of the equation, no question about it. But the biggest part of the equation is the raw material. Now, copper is the single most affordable, best conductor of electricity that there is in terms of value of cost of material versus conductivity. Now, silver conducts electricity better than copper.
Yeah, and gold.
And gold. But it's too expensive. So that, and there's not enough of that either. So we don't have enough silver, we don't have the ability to pay for a silver or a gold grid, and we don't have enough copper. And the electric vehicles, all, every single one of them uses copper in the electric motors because it's required. It's required for alternators. It's required for generators. That's how we make electromagnets. That's how we make electromotors. So we need the copper. So, Bert, I think part of the equation that has not been discussed is where we're going to get the copper.
And have you looked at Mars lately?
I was just going to say that. Elon's probably figured that out.
They don't call it the red planet for nothing.
Yeah. So maybe Elon can take the copper from Mars, bring it here, lighten Mars, put it out of orbit, and disrupt our solar system, and then send us all flying into parts of the universe unknown. Unbelievable. But we don't have enough copper, class. I think that's the big problem. Bert, hey, thanks so much. See you next
Got
week.
It. Yep.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.